How was she expected to sell cruises or be the travel agent for cruises at AAA if she herself never experienced and went on a cruise? I lost faith in her. I didn't believe she was a person that would be able to help us find the right cruise to go on. And we left that day not deciding to go on a cruise. It was a bad experience that I even said to Phil, this isn't worth the hassle. Maybe we should do something else for our anniversary. And we didn't go on a cruise. She was not the right person to talk about cruises and vacations. And you, if you don't know about discipleship, about how you yourself have experienced it and how important Christ is in your life, how then are you expected to go on and make disciples of other people? And it is possible for every age to make disciples of other people. I've seen children talk about Jesus and how they love Jesus. I've seen young adults talk about how Jesus helped them in the hardest time in their lives. I've seen the elderly share about how Jesus is the reason why they keep breathing and are still alive. All ages can be a disciple as long as you know what it means to have Christ in your life and are willing to share that. So in this pattern of discipleship, and it's printed on the right-hand side of your bulletin, I have these statements that we have talked about. First, that I repent for being the master of my own life and living separate from God. Second, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Third, I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Fourth, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Fifth, I welcome the Holy Spirit into my life to rescue and restore me to intimacy with my Heavenly Father. We must repent, we must confess, we must believe, we must receive, we must welcome. We must do all these things and pass all these markers to become a full and true disciple. I've talked about repentance as the disciples needed to repent and ask forgiveness when they first didn't believe that Jesus Christ had resurrected. They locked themselves up instead in a room and didn't believe what Jesus had told them, the prophecies that he had told them. I talked about confession, how we must confess to Jesus that we have sometimes failed and sometimes we have doubted, but know that he will receive our confession and give us forgiveness in return. And this morning, I want to look a little bit about believing also, how we must believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, because that is so important, this wonderful miracle of the physical Jesus being raised from the dead. For we know that Jesus told that he must suffer at the hand of the evildoers, of the leaders, that he must suffer and die for our sins and be risen from the dead. And we know that the disciples, they heard these things, and some disciples saw these things when he appeared to them in the upper room. And even Thomas, the disciple of Jesus, appeared to him later as well. And in this morning's passage, Jesus again continues to appear before disciples. This time they say he appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Because we hear that the disciples, Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, and the other sons of Zebedee, they were again fishing by the sea. That tells you one thing. The disciples had faithfully followed and committed themselves to Jesus for 3 or so years of his ministry. They even followed him to the cross and were witness to the way he died. Some even went to the tomb to pay respect to the body, to rebury him in a more respectful place. They locked themselves first up in the upper room to talk about how they were going to do ministry and, of course, yes, fear persecution. So they experienced all these things, and they even had the resurrected Christ before them, showing him his hands that had been nailed to the cross that were healed, his body that had been speared by a sword healed. But yet here we see in this morning's passage, they are again by the sea, and they are again beginning to fish what they had done in their old profession. They had given up. They had doubted. They had let go of being a disciple. They weren't doing what Jesus had called them to do. He would later give them this great commission. So Jesus appears before them, and Simon Peter, who we know was one of the leading disciples, he had been even renamed by Jesus, as we heard in chapter 1 from John. Simon Peter says to them, I am going fishing. And they say, we will go with you. They are already beginning to give up being a disciple. They instead went out into a boat, and as they are in the boat, we know they caught nothing. But Jesus appears for them, and he stands on the beach, and they did not know Jesus was before them. They still had not truly confessed and believed. And Jesus says to them, you have no fish, and they answer him, no. So he says, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And they did cast it out, and they gathered so many fish. And in that act, the disciple whom Jesus, they say, loved, the disciple named Peter said, "It is Lord." Peter recognized Jesus was before him, the resurrected Christ. He was starting to have that belief in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, because he was then finally able to recognize Jesus before him. In our own lives, Jesus is present before us in so many ways, through the people that help us with our faith, through the experiences we have that draw us closer to God, and even, yes, within these church walls, we must feel the presence of Christ with us. We must be able to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and say, "It is Lord," that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. So then as we continue to be disciples, to be true disciples, so that we can go out into the world and make disciples, we will know what it means to repent, to confess, and to believe in God and Jesus Christ. And I will continue to talk over the next few Sundays about receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior and welcoming the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we all have different faith journeys and paths that we take, but we all hear the call of the Great Commission to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. We know, Lord, that we will fulfill this call for us because we accept the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. He is in our lives and present, for he gives us the pathway to salvation, forgiveness of sins through you with our strong belief. And we ask, Lord, you continue to guide us, continue to help us to know that discipleship isn't done within just the church walls, but that we must share with our friends, our neighbors, our family, and loved ones the good news that we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.